Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Okay, yeah, all right. Now, everybody in this meeting, I need you to listen up. We need to fatten up our bottom line. I need a fat bottom. Every time you think of a headline, you need to think, is that going to make my bottom fat? Because I don't feel my bottom getting fat, okay? All right, because the bottom line is the bottom line. So let's fatten the fuck out of that bottom. We got to fatten it, bitch, up. We gotta fatten up that bottom till it's so motherfucking fat. We just gotta get it fucking fat as fuck. Fuck. I need that bottom fat as fuck. I need it.
Yeah, he needs a fat ass. Look at his ass. Man, his ass flat as hell, that ass.
No, not ass. Bottom. You get it? Because it's, you know, bottom as in bottom.
Yeah, fat bottom ass. That's where the fat at. Don't even worry about the top ass. Don't nobody care about it. Ain't nobody ever been fixated on a top ass. We only care about the bottom. Y'all need to get that through your heads. Everybody in this meeting don't know top ass. Only bottoms.
Y'all are bringing me garbage. Straight garbage. That's what it is, okay? What is this? What is this headline right here? What is it? I'm going to scroll through, just pick out a random. Look at this headline. This headline, Bill Gates's $30 million poop knife. What even is that? The fuck, a poop? What the fuck is a poop knife?
A poop knife. Yeah, I can answer that. It's the knife you keep by the toilet. Because it routinely comes out so hard, it being, you know, what you do in the, you know, it comes out so hard that you need a knife to stick up there and break it up. Yeah, some people need that, yeah. Some people do.
Thank you, Samson. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
My point is, we need something like our best performing headlines of all time. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to top what we already did. So how the fuck you gonna top this, all right? Our best performing headline, which read, did Christ already return but Obama killed him, ? This grandma thinks so. You can't beat that. You can't beat that? Come on, we gotta beat that. We gotta beat that, but you're not gonna beat it with this, all right? Now, do y'all wanna be great? Or do you want to keep talking about poop knives? Huh? Make up your goddamn minds!
Omari Accurate News reports Joe Biden doesn't wipe.
A Christian seismologist from Omari Accurate News claims a recent increase in earthquakes is being directly caused by an increase of rock and roll. News at 11. In a new interview with Omari Accurate News, Dr. Fauci refuses to take responsibility for 9/11. He says it's because he had nothing to do with it. We'll let you decide.
And today, Omari is showing us around his office. We get to see the entire newsroom where the headlines, the famous headlines that you've all grown accustomed to, get created. Now, we're walking through the building now, but I will just quickly describe for you. The outside looks something like a fortress. It is completely a windowless edifice, totally concrete. Doesn't seem like a place that would get terrific cell phone service. Omari says that he wanted a place that was fortress-like because that keeps the ideas from getting out. Okay, and now we are in the newsroom. The first thing that strikes you is that there are no desks. Many people working away very diligently, but at no desks and no chairs, only beanbags. People are on their laptops, of course, typing away, and there is a water cooler in the middle of the room, placed conspicuously there. Omari apparently believes that this would help encourage conversation and the exchanging of ideas through conversation. It evidently has done just the opposite. You can imagine every time you went to get a drink of water, you had a full captivated audience. That might make you self-conscious. And it seems to have done just that. There are many water jugs, fully full, never open, lining, circling around the water cooler, seeming to indicate that no one has gotten a drink for a long time. Many, many, many days. There are nothing on the walls except for motivational posters. I guess you could call them motivational. They are written with phrases such as, you can do it, bitch, with a cat hanging from a ledge. Another one that reads, don't be you, be better than you, which I can only assume is meant to say that you can be a better version of yourself, but knowing Omari, that might not actually be the case. Oh, and here we are going through around a corner, and this looks like a corner office. Is this your office, Omari? Yeah, this is it right here. All right, and we're going through two very heavy glass doors, and they are, oh wow, it's quiet in here. Little, almost peaceful. Now, I notice on these walls, there are different decorations. These are plaques, and are these the all-time best articles that you have up on here?
Yeah, these are the ones. These are the headlines that have broken the internet. These are all my babies. Man, I'm so proud. All of my babies. Look at this.
And you printed them, because these are web articles, but you printed them out to hang up on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this one is one I've never read before. This headline says, terrorists attack World Trade Center, ..
before the Clintons got a chance to do it. So you've been at this for a long time, obviously. You've been at it for a while.
Yeah. Man, no overnight success here. No overnight success. We've been putting in that work, baby. We've been putting in that work. That's why it's so good. That's why everything we do is so good. You can't just wake up and think about that. Like, that's some shit that you got to really, you got to go through. Just imagine the headlines that didn't make it, okay? You read that and just imagine the headlines that didn't make it, okay? Because we had to go through a lot of bad ones to get to the dope shit, which is all we're doing right now, is dope shit.
Oh, here Amari goes to check something on his computer.
Yo, man, what the fuck? Yo, what the fuck? Yo, the Onion just won a Peabody. The Onion just won a Peabody? Come on, man.
That could be good for you, right? I mean, it could make it easier for you to win one. Sets a precedent.
They won one before us. That's bad. You don't get, that's bad. We always getting compared to them, but we not them. We better than them, man. We better than them. Man, all they do is just silly jokes. What we do is art. We make art for the people.
He said, standing under a Photoshop picture of Kamala Harris defecating on a bald eagle.
Yo, we deserve the next one, man. This documentary has got to do numbers, man. Where's my camera? Where's my camera? I want to say that to the camera.
There are no cameras.
Man, this got to do numbers. Where's my camera?
There are no cameras. There are no cameras for a documentary podcast.
Yeah, I know. You keep saying it's a documentary. So how the fuck you going to film the documentary without cameras?
A podcast, you don't film podcasts.
So you telling me there's no film in the cameras?
I'm telling you there are no cameras and no film. There's no cameras because this is an audio. You know what? Just talk straight ahead. Just straight ahead.
All right. This has got to do numbers. What we're doing right now, everything, so everybody be on it. I don't know where the hidden camera is right now. You just said it was pretty nebulous. Just stare in front of me. So I'm just going to turn around and talk into the abyss. But this, everybody has got to be on top of it.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Okay, so you submitted for the Peabody's already.
Hell yeah, you gotta
submit though?
We gotta submit?
While Amari worked on the submission process with his team, I sat down with Amari News Corp's lawyer. First of all, thank you so much for meeting with us. This is, I know that you are very busy. You have a lot on your plate, so that means a lot.
Yes, I'm very, very busy. You see all these papers here?
Yeah.
They're lawsuits.
Wow. All of those. Okay. Well, can you describe for me your job just on a daily, just your the things that you're tasked with?
Well, I'm tasked with defending our company and making sure that we do not get sued for slander. And I have to come up with a myriad of ways to defend what is written. And frankly, I'm running out of ways.
Now, I'm curious to know, how did you get into this job to begin with? How did you get here?
Do you know what student loans are? Student loans. They charge you for going to school lots of money that you can't pay.
Right.
You pay them back later. And so when you get out, there are no jobs that you like.
That's true.
But you have student loans. And so you have to pay the student loans. And so you take whatever you can get. And so that's how I got here.
How much were your student loans?
Well, $1.3 million. But let me explain.
Okay, yes. Please explain that.
I didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought I wanted to be a doctor first.
First.
And a year into med school, I realized, no, I don't like helping people in that way. And so that's some student loans right there. I wanted to be a creative writer. I wanted to, you know, there was a time when I was a dancer. So, you know, I have a lot of creative and professional aspirations that never came to fruition. So that's sort of... The law school was actually very inexpensive. I went to University of Phoenix, and it was very cheap. But student loans is why I'm here.
That is extremely relatable.
Relatable? No, it's not relatable. I've talked to many people. No one has the student loans that I have. I have a very unique situation. It's not very relatable. Nobody can understand what I'm going through. I'm sorry.
No. Point taken. That you're right. I guess I just meant the idea of having to pay off a student loan. People could understand that.
Oh yes, of course. Everyone understands that. Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, you're right. Yeah, you are in a very unique situation. I am interested to know, does Amari ever listen? Because I'm sure you can see or smell a lawsuit coming. If they put out a crazy thing that is completely unfounded. And I'm sure that you sometimes would like to get ahead of these things. But does Amari ever take into consideration whenever you ask maybe to couch something or curb something in a different way?
No, he does not. And You've heard of the term, let's run it through legal?
Yes.
Yes, so that means you run it through me, and then I look at it preemptively, and I say, oh, you know, Bill, we can't talk about Bill Clinton's butt crack like that. This is not going to work. And of course, I am not listened to. It gets out there, and I get the slander lawsuits, and I got to start thinking of different definitions. Like, no, we didn't actually mean his butt crack. I gotta go on Urban Dictionary and type up new slangs. Oh, butt crack actually means, like, you know, his pockets. It's like that's what the young people are saying, but they're not saying that. I'm going on Urban Dictionary and I'm typing up new definitions to save our company. Don't put that out there. Don't put this on the documentary, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I can't, no promises, because I am a ethical journalist and I take my job very seriously. But so some of those headlines, I would like to just run through to see what you used to avoid financial ruin for the company in a devastating lawsuit. Joe Biden, one headline read, Joe Biden doesn't wipe. How are you able to justify that?
He doesn't wipe his windshields. He doesn't wipe the windshields of his car at the gas station. He just, that's a possibility of an interpretation. It could be a lot of other things. But that's how he got away with the headline, especially since the body of
the story
did not have wipe again. Yes.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. So they left it open for
it's interpretation. Pending. It's pending.
It is pending.
Okay. All of our lawsuits are pending. I just keep filing for extensions and I just this thing might blow. I don't know. You want to read another headline?
Sure. This one reads, Dr. Fauci, this is actually a very long headline. I can't believe that this actually made it within the character limit. Dr. Fauci refuses to take responsibility for 9/11. He says it's because he has nothing to do with it. We'll let you decide.
Yes.
And end of headline.
Yes, yes. So when we wrote he, we're not referring to Dr. Fauci. We're referring to...
By that point, you've already changed subject.
God. We're referring to God. He. If you notice, it's capitalized. He.
Yeah,
I know. I know. Yeah, in a headline, everything's capitalized, but God is also capitalized. So he is not Dr. Fauci. And so we never actually really said that. Legally is what I'm talking about.
Ah, yes. Okay. And this last headline, evidence building that Jonah Hill puts his whole mouth on the water fountain, probably.
We didn't get sued for that one. I think you made a mistake. That one actually happened. Jonah Hill puts his whole mouth on the water fountain. There's a photo of that. So that one was a lucky one.
You're okay. All right. Yeah. I within the context of everything else that you had written, okay, that was on me. I should not have assumed. Okay. And so another part of your job is your website and websites, they advertise many different products that promise many different things. And I also have questions about this, because I'm sure you have to get hit with things like this as well, being that they fall within your legal purview. One item we came across was this is advertised on one of your sites, the Tactical Bath Bomb. It says that it's a bath that will give you the strength of 10 armies. What does that even mean?
It's a reinvigorating bath bomb that makes you feel strong after you come out of it. What does it mean, the strength of 10 armies? Ants are known to be armies. And if you look at the fine print, which is always there on the package, it'll say, not a human army. And so it's an army of ants. Yes. Yes. Legally.
Okay.
But of course the message is that this bomb helps you feel great.
Right.
And it does, because there's a little bit of actually I'm not allowed to tell you what it is, but it's Epsom salt.
Okay. Well, that is effective. That always makes me feel better.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Okay, this next product is called The Real Red Pill. It is a pill that it says that it's a pill that will beam John Malkovich you into the mind of Keanu Reeves.
Yes, why do they do this? Why do they do this? John Malkovich, you into Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Yeah. What's your question? What do you want to know?
I guess what I'm asking is, how can you justify this claim that you will be, by taking this pill, placed into the mind of Keanu Reeves?
Okay. Well, we define the mind of Keanu Reeves as being empty. I love Keanu Reeves. I don't believe this personally, but legally, this is what's on the little pamphlet that is folded over 100 times. It says, the mind of Keanu Reeves is an empty mind, and the red pill has an active ingredient that cuts off a lot of neuron connections, and you get the feeling that you're not thinking.
Ah, okay.
So this is our legal way out of this.
Got it.
Our legal loophole, if you will.
And then this other product, that's interesting that you would say that, because if that cuts off neurons, this next product seems to enhance them or multiply them. It's the product is just called NZT, which is the drug from the movie Limitless that's supposed to give your mind, you know, limitless ability. We couldn't find what the ingredients were, but the warning label says not to take it if you are allergic to PCP.
I mean, you're really asking me this? I'll tell you if you turn off this little microphone here. I'll tell you what's in
You'll still be on the record. It won't be recorded, but if you're talking to a reporter, it will still be on the record, even if it's not on even if it's not recorded.
Well, then I'll say it does not contain PCP. That product does not contain any traces of PCP.
Uh-huh.
However, if you are allergic to PCP, which is everyone, you shouldn't take it.
Okay, so you're saying that there's PCP in it.
I want to move on from this. This one I'm not comfortable with.
They already rejected us.
What, excuse me, sorry, already? Wow,
Man, they can't... they can't do this to us, man! They gon' do this to us! No!
So, Samson, thank you for doing this, interview. What is your relationship exactly to Mr. Broadwater?
I'm his right-hand man, kind of like Brutus.
Oh, so you're enemies?
No, don't you ever say that, you dumb motherfucker. They was boys. Brutus and Caesar, they was boys. They were so close that Caesar couldn't believe it when he stabbed his ass. Yeah.
But you work together.
Yeah.
And how would you describe that?
Well, you know, we boys, so I pick him up in the morning out the bed and carry him to the bathroom so he can brush his teeth. I don't brush his teeth for him no more. He asked me to stop doing that. So when he brushes teeth, I just sit there and listen. He likes to talk a lot. Even when he's brushing his teeth, he'll talk. And I just listen to him. And cause we boys like Kanye and Pete Davidson, we boys.
Kanye and Pete, I'm pretty sure they're not so cool right now.
Yeah, so then I lay out his clothes for him and go downstairs and make him some tea. We got the NZT tea, the tea with NZT, and he likes that a lot. He's not allergic to it. So then I make him some breakfast, you know, because we boys like Ben Affleck and Diddy.
Their relationship is definitely on the rocks. You've mentioned a couple times.
We boys like Eric Benet and David Justice.
Yeah, again, they're famously not friends. So more than once you've mentioned relationships that started out as friendly and then were broken up either through jealousy or literally by one person taking the other person's significant other. Did Omari ever take your significant other, someone who you were romantically involved with?
Yeah. So, but we boys, so, You know, I'm like his Mr. Bentley, and I walk around, and sometimes I get an umbrella for him so that he can feel good and shaded and cool in the sun or dry in the rain.
Right. Well, okay. And then are there any other duties that you do for your boss?
He doesn't notice, but his fans are violent. So I am also the head of his secret security. We call it secret security because it's secret to him. He don't know about it. But we got to keep him safe at all times because they really pose a serious threat to him. And, you know, I want to keep him safe because we boys like Drake Bell and Josh Peck.
Nope. They are definitely not boys. One of them is a criminal. I'm fuzzy on what I don't want to make this claim that it's not true, but I think one of them is a bad guy now. Bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone with the Peabody people right now. Yeah, man. Yeah, so you need to put us in there. You gotta put us in. You have to. Because you know why? Because we have a bigger audience than everybody else. So how can you say that it's not worthy of your little dinky award? Because you know what? Your award, it's not even really that great. We're doing you a favor. We're gonna put the Peabodys on the map. You know, so how come? All right, this not okay, but how? Just tell me why. How come? What do you mean? Pick a different category. What we do is art. It's art. So we put it in the art. Where else are you supposed to put art? Where else are you supposed to put art but in the art category? There's nowhere else for art to go. Man, this is ridiculous. You go. Really? Hey, you get back. God damn. All right. Fine. Bye. Fuck, man. Yo. God damn it, man. They keep talking about some categories, and it's the categorical evidence of whatever the fuck they saying, but shit, man. What category they want to put us in, though?
Yeah. Might be the news.
Yeah, I mean, was saying that, but you really think they'd accept us if we submitted in a news category?
They did. And here's a look at what happens next time.
Man, what I do is harder than the news. The news could never be me. Never.
Yeah.
Samson, you know, you're not just like a yes man, right?
Yeah. I'm not just a yes man. Yeah.
I gotta speak to the people directly that read this shit.
This is a terrible idea and it's not gonna work.
Omari Accurate News is and always will be fake news.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
cabin.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.